Kazoo Fest 2017 is coming up fast. It's taking place April 5th to the 9th and features authors, dancers, artists, and many incredible musicians including Weaves, The Constantines, Bernice, Bridget Bardot, Casper Skulls, Jesse Lanza, John Southworth, and so much more. Kazoo will be turning downtown Guelph into an independent arts wonderland. And don't forget to check out the Kazoo Fest Print Expo happening on Saturday, April 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Mitchell Hall to pick up works from your favorite artists and zinesters. For details including a full schedule, accessibility info, and ticket information, visit kazookazoo.ca. That's Kazoo Fest 2017 happening April 5th to the 9th in various downtown Guelph locations. Kazoo Fest is made possible with support from the Ontario Arts Council, the Department of Canadian Heritage, Ed Video, the City of Guelph, CFRU 93.3 FM, Ampersand, and Wellington Brewery.
You're listening to Kazoo Fest podcast number 2, recorded at CFRU 93.3 FM. My name is Chelsea, and I'm going to be your host this hour. And today on the show, we're going to hear my interview with Lapse from Montreal. They're going to be playing at Kazoo Fest on Friday, April 7th at the E-Bar with Badminton Racket, Century Egg, and Eyeballs. You can find their music at lapselapselapse.bandcamp.com and on Facebook at lapselapselapse. We'll get to that interview in just a moment. Make sure to check out kazookazoo.ca to find the schedule, band bios, the Why This Rules series, where people write in and talk about why certain musicians or events at Kazoo Fest rule. All right. I'm on the phone right now with Lapse. They're originally from Fredericton, now based in Montreal. And they're a four-piece band that has been described as a lot of different things. Indie prog, post-punk, angular, melodic. How would you describe yourselves?
Angle's a good one. Angle core.
Angle core. We're really a screamo band without enough screaming.
We did call the screamo band after a show, yeah.
There is enough screaming, actually.
There's a bit of screaming. Yeah, those are all good things, I guess. Like, maybe, like, manic is a good one.
Yeah.
Rock.
Alternatives. And
we don't really play the genre, you know. We just do whatever we feel like, you know.
Yeah, you do you.
Exactly. That's a collective.
And I guess we should get you to introduce yourselves. Who is all there right now?
All right. This is Heather, the female voice, if you can tell. And I am the lead singer and guitarist. And
I'm Scott. I'm the drummer.
I'm Tate. I'm the other guitarist, but I don't sing.
I'm Cedric, and I play bass.
And he wishes he could sing, but I won't let him.
Hold back from making a singer joke.
This is not the time to hold back, Cedric.
I just thought that Heather would have the grace. I was wrong.
You should know me better than that.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you now from your practice space in Montreal, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
We've christened it the Yellow Goat.
Yeah. Didn't have a name.
Didn't actually have a name, but
well, nice, apparently nice we're in the 70s room of the there are like a bunch of different practice spaces in this basement. And we are apparently in the 70s room, but I'm not really sure what makes it a 70s room.
They're all decades.
We have Persian rugs.
Led Zeppelin light switch.
The Beatles.
Sergeant Pepper's
on the wall.
Okay,
there we go.
Well,
a picture of Mary.
Yeah. The Mary, the Bible one.
So there are a bunch of rooms here, and our buds' fountain, actually. We just
found out they're next door.
They practice next door, so that's really cool.
Like, not currently right now next door, but their space is next door.
Okay. Oh, cool. And they're going to be playing at Kazoo Fest as well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they kind of moved here at a similar point in time as us, actually, I guess. These guys have been here since the fall, like early fall, and I just moved here like 3 weeks ago. So,
here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We played our first show as like an official Montreal band. Last week.
And we played our first one as a semi-official Montreal band with Fountain.
With Fountain. Actually. And it was their first Montreal show. So, yeah, it's good to see, like, I don't know, new things happening, even though I don't know what's been happening because I haven't lived here. So, wow.
Truders.
So how is Montreal life going for LAP so far?
We're confused. Overwhelmed.
Really?
I'm just talking about myself, I guess.
Yeah, speaking on behalf of all.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool and breezy.
Breezy. Yeah.
For the three of us, though.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Easy going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very strange transition coming from Fredericton, I must say. I knew this, of course, there's just a lot of stuff going on, and in Fredericton, it's basically like there's a show a night.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the Capitol, and there are bands playing, and you know half the people there. It's kind of nice. I miss that a little bit, to be honest. Now it's like, there are five shows. I think the night we played, there were five shows
that we could have gone to.
You know, and it's like, what? What do you do? So I've been doing a lot of like, I give up. I'm just not doing anything because I can't decide
what to do.
Right.
Just walking around in circles, you know. Yeah. So I'm still transitioning. These guys are all settled in. So yeah,
we've become big city people now.
Yeah,
we're tougher and meaner now.
Yeah.
Street wise. People in Fredericton are soft.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So I'm talking to hard laps now.
Yeah.
You're talking to screamo bands.
Yeah, more too. Screaming. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We're really excited to come back to Guelph, even though I feel like I'm not ready. By that time, I'll be ready to leave Montreal and go on a little trip. And we're really excited for Kazoo because Guelph was, I think, our favorite our favorite stop. We toured in the summer and did Ontario. Yeah.
Mm.
We met you. And it was probably,
I definitely thought about moving to Guelph. And I'm still curious.
Ooh.
Yeah, it seemed to tick all the right boxes.
Nice place you got there.
Yeah.
Guelph is pretty nice. Kazoo is a ton of fun. Just five.
Outpost Vintage.
Yeah. Yeah, and you guys. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I bought stuff because I always do.
Right.
We also went. We went to the pinball bar or something.
Oh,
we went to the arcade bar that had the.
The pinball machine.
Yeah, you came with us, but I can't remember what it was called.
Pablo's.
Pablo's.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It had Adam's Family. That's a classic.
Yeah.
That one was good.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was like, woo!
So, yeah, basically that sold us on Guelph.
Yeah.
What do you need? Where else can you find an Adam's Family pinball machine?
Yeah. Here it's La Famille d'Adam.
Yeah, we played some foosball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we just dropped a guitar.
Guitar just dropped on the floor.
We're going to be at a tune at Kazoo Fest.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
This is a conversation. This is not an interview.
Hey, whatever happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is new? Well, we're getting back into the swing of things, I guess, as a band. I had to basically relearn most of the songs that I'd written, which is a very strange process when you're sitting down, you're like, oh my God, what chord is this?
Yeah,
it's very disconcerting to have to do that. And I don't know, I guess we're not in a position now because we haven't recorded that much. We have an EP that we released pretty much a year ago now, April 1st, called Islet Islet. And so we don't have a lot recorded yet. So it's we're not really in a situation where it's oh, well, we have those songs, so we can just scrap everything and kind of start fresh. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that idea, but it just doesn't make sense, I guess, at this point. So, we're just kind of getting back into what we used to know.
Yeah, shaking the rust off.
Yeah. Well, not Tate and I. We're pretty well-oiled machines, so.
Yeah.
We just kind of waited around for a couple hours while they figured it out, but.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, is it weird? We were in, a long-distance relationship for a while, I guess you would say. I know this is pretty common, but, I would come up here to Montreal from Fredericton once a month, and then we'd practice, kind of, and
or mix or
do whatever, and then I'd go back to Fredericton. So, not really effective strategy wise in terms of progression, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
we're picking it back up.
We're picking it back up now. Yeah, so the summer should be pretty good for us.
Yeah, you're all reunited again. And does it feel so good?
It feels right. It feels... Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah. Have we hung out all together yet?
No.
No, not yet.
No. We're doing our own things. We're all doing solo projects-ish.
We're all in different cities right now.
It sort of feels like it. Scott and I live pretty close to each other. But then Heather and Tate live kind of far from each other, and we live far from them. So, and is our practice space almost in the middle, sort of?
Yeah, ish. Yeah, close enough.
In the middle, we meet.
Yeah, I don't know. The vibe is good, I think. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but we hope to. We're actually we're mixing right now.
Yeah, we're doing a split with Lafette.
Lafette.
From Quebec City.
Yeah.
Nice.
We've got two tracks. They've got two tracks, right?
Yeah. There might be a video game involved too. Apparently, I'm not. I'm sort of. It's sort of vague on the. Tate's looking at me like, I don't know what I'm talking about, which is very true.
I didn't even know this. This is so funny because I didn't know this was part of the plan. And I was at a show in Fredericton, and a member of Cellar Ghost, who's from there, good friends of ours, they happened to mention it. They're like, oh, we heard this really cool thing about your split. And I was like, what? they knew before I did.
That happened to me too. But yeah, Lafette are a really, really wonderful band from Quebec City that people should listen to.
And much more organized people than us.
Yeah. Although I think we're organized. I think we just, right now, feel really unorganized.
We haven't got a file cabinet yet up here as a band.
Yeah, we haven't found an office space.
Yeah. We can't do it in the practice space because we don't mix business and pleasure. Same thing. But yeah, what are we doing with that video game? Is that virtual reality?
No.
No. Okay. Our lawyer says we can't reveal too much.
He's boss on this project, it seems, and he's keeping a tight lid.
We'll see. We also have a music video coming up for this split that nobody knows about.
Oh, okay.
You heard it here first.
We heard it here first. Yeah.
We're learning so much in this interview. Thank you, Chelsea.
Hi, you're welcome.
Okay, what else would you like to know?
So are you guys, besides the split EP that you're working on, are you working on other new music as well, or just focusing on the split right now?
I would say that Heather, I think, has a bank of new songs that we're going to learn, maybe. I don't know. She's looking at me like maybe not, but I think we're focusing on trying to be a band again. We haven't been a band for a little while.
The best answer is time will tell.
Well, I just feel like we need to get the things that we've been playing and holding on to, we need to get them out into the world so we can move on. It's kind of at that point, you know? So we need to record a full-length album.
That's in the puddle stages, though.
this band's trajectory in its first year and a half has been very interesting because, like, we all switched cities and we're all living, like, pretty different lives in some ways than, like, when some of these songs that we've been playing live were written. So, as Heather said, like, we got to give them up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, new stuff on the way.
That's great. So can we expect to hear some new songs at Kazoo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're working on one today, actually. Yeah.
And also, most of our songs aren't released, so...
So no one's heard them, so
they're all new
songs.
I'm
to think, like, from the last time we were in Guelph.
Yes.
Kate says yes, so it means...
Well, both of the songs on the split wouldn't have been performed last...
No, we did Essential.
We did Essential?
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, the
we'll have
yes.
new songs. But we're very good at giving direct answers, aren't we?
But if you go to Kazoo and you haven't seen us before, then they'll all be new songs anyway. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Way to sell it, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you guys play again. I saw you play at Sappy Fest during one of the after shows.
That was
a pretty much more precarious.
Even when I heard there was crowd surfing during Adrian Teacher's set.
Yeah, yeah.
Even that was like a very calm, chill event.
I can't even imagine crowd surfing in such a small space.
Yeah, you can't just like it's spun around, right? You can't exactly go very horizontally.
Yeah, like for people who don't know this house, it's like a very small living room.
Yes.
And there were, I don't know how many people were in there, but
the living room was probably like 15 by 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an experience.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah, definitely like the wildest show we've all played, like independent of whatever band we've been in, I think.
Yeah, and drank like an entire bottle of whiskey before that happened.
Oh,
well, over like an entire evening.
Fine.
So basically, Heather chugged a bottle of whiskey right before we played.
Hey. Maybe I should do that every time. Maybe that's
the key
magic.
To playing a wild bet.
Yeah.
How you
have a good time.
That's how you become an alcoholic, maybe, but...
Yeah,
so we don't really know. We've applied to a few festivals for the summer, but we don't really know what's happening. Yeah.
Kazoo's confirmed.
Kazoo's the first one. And then...
We've heard that Kazoo almost has as good of vibes as Sappy does, so... And, well, like, we're a bit biased for Sappy because, like, East Coasters, you know, but That makes us very stoked.
Yeah, we all reacted to the lineup very positively.
Yeah.
There's so many good things.
So many good things.
I think I want to go up early.
Yeah, well, we decided not to play a show around there just so we can hang out for the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because it's 5 days.
Yeah.
Because it starts on the Wednesday, goes, and then it ends with a pancake breakfast on Sunday with a show, which is always, always amazing as well.
Who's cooking the pancakes?
They have someone to cook pancakes. I think a friend of mine is helping with it this year, actually.
Do they do savory pancakes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, from last year, I remember chocolate chip, regular pancakes. I think they had some sort of gluten-free option.
Cool. All right. I think we're there.
You could eat your pancakes with that syrup on them.
I know, and they would be savory. Exactly.
You can bring
your own bacon.
Yeah, you can make a sandwich. Pancake sandwich.
Bring a block of cheddar or Gouda.
Just carry around a block of cheese with you. Yeah,
it's a bring your own cheese pancake breakfast.
Yeah.
Bring your
own
cheese.
You can, like, buy it at the local grocery store. Is there a good grocery store in Guelph that you recommend?
Well, downtown there's a couple, like, expensive grocery stores. But there's some of the more, like, chain grocery stores on the periphery of downtown.
All right. Cool.
You got a good...
good cheese place?
A good Costco?
There is a Costco in Guelph now, yeah.
Not bad.
Okay.
I'm not into the Costco, but... I like the benefit of having a friend who has a Costco membership. But
yeah, Scott offered to get us like all the toilet paper we want. Like,
that's right. We're going in on a banned toilet paper.
Banned toilet paper.
Well, unbeknownst to me, apparently.
You're not invited.
Okay. I think I've only been in Costco once, and I was really freaked out.
It's overwhelming.
I was confused, and it wasn't even busy, but it was. I just didn't understand. There was just like so much of everything.
That's right. Pound of flour.
Yeah. It was almost like a lap song.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
People are pretty manic, and they seem to develop these unholy instincts that you gotta grab what you can get and get out. I think everybody's a bit scared to be in there, honestly.
I think Costco's a spot where you can just stay for a while. You can sit on the lawn chairs, you know, watch a show on the TVs, or, you know, usually playing
just lounge about.
Just lounge around.
Do they have sound on the TVs, or like, are you just watching muted TV shows?
Well, they sometimes have subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In, like, Spanish, though.
Yeah, like, Inside Out was on last time I was in there, and that's a good film.
I don't know that film.
Inside Out?
I don't know that film.
Amy Poehler.
Really?
Yeah, it plays Joy. It's the one with
Joy.
The in the head. And, like, the
it's
emotions
it's
in the head.
The one in the head.
Emotion
it's
head.
It's a virtual reality film.
Yeah.
Oh, it's... What? I don't understand.
You put the movie in your head, and then...
The chip.
Tatum and Scott have been talking a lot about VR recently.
I just played VR last night. It was pretty amazing. So we're gonna do music. We're doing the music video. It's a virtual reality experience where you're standing in the middle of the jam space.
You need to buy Samsung gear to watch it.
Yeah.
All of play to get sponsored by Samsung, really.
Yeah.
So it's not, anyways.
It's not.
I'm just gonna stop myself.
Okay.
Well, to bring you back to Kazoo for a second, who are you guys looking forward to seeing at Kazoo?
Ooh.
We're looking forward to see the bands on our bill. A really good one. I'm personally excited for Eyeballs because they're pretty gnar. And Century Egg. Century Egg are probably one of the better Halifax bands for sure.
Yeah.
And Badminton Racket were amazing when we saw them at Sappy.
Yeah.
And at Renew. We've seen them.
And at Renew, Heather put on a show for them with, and Blonde, who's also playing Kazoo, performed it. That one.
Yeah.
Was Cupcake at that one too?
Yeah, Cupcake played it.
I'm pretty stoked to see Softside.
Jesse Lanza.
I'm really stoked to see Jesse Lanza, but I don't think we're playing at the same time. So I'm kind of heartbroken.
We'll understand.
Jesse, if you could hold off your set for like a solid 50 minutes, that would be really great. I know that you have to probably be out of the church before midnight, but like we'd really appreciate it. Scott and I will scoot on over.
Yeah.
we're all really excited for John McKeel too, because he has a new record coming out that's...
It's stellar.
Yeah, it's supposedly intense.
Oh, okay. I find it quite breezy. But
intensely breezy.
It's intensely breezy, but real.
Recorded in a tent with a breeze.
That's right.
Yeah. Jay
not
style.
Big breeze in there. It's not inserted into the breeze.
There's like, I can't remember the name of the person who has this project, but it was like, it's like a spoken word project, and it's on the Wednesday. It's like Leanne something Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I can see that. It seemed really... The recording was pretty interesting, but I'm trying to understand how it translates.
Why. She's a really great writer.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's anything that I don't want to see at Kazoo. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised with the schedule because I thought that maybe we'd be able to catch everything, but now I'm like squirming to make a like personal schedule.
To anybody listening, if you don't come see us, we really understand. just go see Jesse Lanza instead or something.
Yeah.
Well, it is possible to sometimes run around between venues, so...
How far are the venues from each other? I haven't looked at a map yet. Is it like pretty spread out or is it all pretty central?
It's all downtown, like going from E-Bar where you're playing to Mitchell Hall, which is in the St. George's Church, maybe takes less than 10 minutes, probably like 5-10 minutes.
Oh, that's solid.
We'll stack all the good songs at the start then. And then
Scott and I will run over to Jesse Lanza.
Yeah. We'll all be acoustic trap.
Yeah,
we'll do some noise, man.
I'm out, too.
Solo set, good.
But we're also are excited to play our set of Kazoo.
Yeah.
Good to hear. All right, and Cedric, you're playing a solo set as well.
Apparently so. Yeah. No, it's a nice caveat, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's playing with Nick.
With Nick Dorado, who's doing Project Buddy, which I didn't actually know, even though I know Nick, which I was surprised by. And I'm not exactly sure how our sets are going to work back-to-back, but I feel like maybe I should do something wild, because Buddy is wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It might not be a conventional solo set, I'm not sure yet.
Break out the guitar.
Yeah.
There will be no guitar.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't own one, so I think that's, like, pretty definitive.
Cedric's gonna break out his rave shorts and...
These are all things I have a fun afternoon. Don't own, but I mean, I could.
Good time.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to. I'm excited to play another solo set in Guelph, because the last time I was there it was like a college house party, and it was fun, but it was a very very different vibe than what I expected from Guelph.
What was the place you played?
I have no idea.
How'd you get there?
It was just a house. Well, I was on tour with this guy, David R.
David R. playing bass with him.
Okay. But I met some nice people. Yeah. I don't know if they're the Kazoo going crowd, so.
Right.
Yeah. But maybe they are. I don't know.
Yeah, does it reach, like, more of a scope maybe than people... who just go to shows in Guelph normally? Does it get student population out?
Because you get a good range of people. I've noticed there's a lot of people that I've never seen at any shows before. And cool. The, like, regular show-going people, so... Yeah, and especially with the lineup, like, this year, that's pretty diverse. I feel like there's going to be a really great turnout of a... hopefully a really great crowd of people.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people from, like, around the GTA that come down, too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, at least... Some, like, I know it gets some press from a lot of outside Guelph people as well, so. Mm. And it was mentioned on Indie 88, Toronto's
cool.
Indie station, I guess you could call it.
Yeah. Have any of you listened to Indie 88? I actually just dawned on me now that it is a radio station. I only know them, like, through their live sessions, or not, I guess not live sessions, but, like... the sessions they do with bands. I didn't even like think of them as a radio station.
So
that's a whole other conversation about radio stations. And anyway.
Cedric worked in a radio station in Fredericton, and I'm surprised that he didn't know any other radio stations than the one he worked at.
yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, it's not true. I listen to CFRU. I've listened to your show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you. Well, maybe we should wrap things up here. I'm obviously very excited to see you guys play again. And is there a song, both from you, Cedric, from your solo stuff, and from Laps, that I can play on the show?
Yeah. What would we say? Maybe 9 and 3.
Yeah.
From our EP. Yeah. And Cedric?
You can play next year's parties. Why not? It's the pop hit.
What release is that from?
It's from the most current release.
it's called
Pinned Under a Falling Building and Out the Other Side.
It's called the most current release.
That's a great album title, actually. Thanks for that.
Maybe the next Laps album can be called that.
Well, I'll see if I beat them to the punch. Us to the punch?
Yeah. It's kind of an unfortunate album title. Like, you'd need to keep on changing that album title to something else.
No, I like the idea of just keeping it like that forever.
Oh, and then when you have an album after
that, then you just, yeah, and then you just...
It's old news.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you release it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, and everyone can go see Cedric play on Friday, April 7th at Planet Bean. It'll be at 4 p.m. with Buddy. And then Laps is playing same day, Friday, April 7th at the E-Bar. You guys will be going on at 11 p.m., playing with Badminton Racket, Century Egg, and Eyeballs. Woo. And that's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Make sure to go out to something on the Friday.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank
on your
you.
Show.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. We'll see you. In April.
Yeah, can't wait.
Cool.
All right, thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thanks again to Laps for talking to me. Right now, let's hear their song, 9 and 3, from their album, Islet, Islet. You're listening to the Kudzu Podcast on CFRU Radio. You just heard Cedric Knoll from the album Under a Falling Building and Out the Other Side. That song was called Next Year's Parties. You can see him playing Friday, April 7th at Planet Bean at 4 p.m. with Buddy. Before that, Lapse. That was their song 9 and 3 from the EP Islet Islet. Right now, let's hear from some more bands and some that were mentioned in that interview with Lapse. We're going to start it off with Unblonde. Now, Unblonde will be playing on Saturday, April 8th at Heritage Hall, which is located at 83 Essex Street. And they're going to be joined by Bernice. So it'll be Bernice at 7:30, Unblonde at 8:30. And that show's going to be $10 at the door. Doors will be at 7. It's all ages and unfortunately not physically accessible. Make sure to keep up to date, kazookazoo.ca, in case there's any schedule changes. But here's Unblonde from the album Good Will Come to You. The song is called I Felt the Evening Come Through the Window.
I felt the evening come through the window. It comes. There's left no room for the quiet. Thank you.
It's been as bad here. I'm taking pictures. Maybe next year I've been saying maybe I don't even care, but I
game.
Century Egg with their song 2 Minutes from the album Mountain God, and you'll be able to see them at Kazoo Fest on Friday, April 7th at the E-Bar, where they're going to be joined by Badminton Racket, Laps, and Eyeballs. Doors for that show will be at 9:45. Make sure to check out kazoo.ca for all the up-to-date information. Before Century Egg, we heard from Soft Side, their Guelph band, and their new album is called Lower Hands. And with it, you get a digital download, and you get a frisbee, so definitely check them out over the festival. They'll be playing with Jesse Lanza and Han Han with Hata at Mitchell Hall. And starting off that set was Unblonde, I Felt the Evening Come Through the Window, from the album Good Will Come to You. They are playing at Heritage Hall on Saturday, April 8th. Right now, let's hear some brand new music from John McKeel. This one's going to be off the album Memorial 10 Count, and it's called Conduit. We'll be right back. That's Clarko Wainworm with Tears for Gears from the album Huddle. They will be playing at E-Bar on Wednesday, April 5th of Kazoo Fest with Richard LaViolette. Doors are at 10 o'clock for that show. And before that, John McKeel, who will be playing Saturday, April 8th at Red Brick Cafe with Emily Mikaela and Ian Bain. And doors for that show are at 3:30. My name is Chelsea, and this has been Kazoo Podcast number 2.